I'm your host, Adrian Conway, and this is probably a long time since you've heard me say this if you were formerly a subscriber to Rising Pod with Adrian Conway, but I'm back. And I'm back with an intentionality. I have the desire to get on the mic and share my thoughts and ideas with you guys. For a very long time, of course, the podcast was a little bit spotty, and I wanted to make more of a consistent return. And doing so with the ability to fit in my tight schedule and also be able to, of course, engage with you as an audience and serve you in the way that you desire me to, meaning that if it's you got questions about nutrition, if you got questions about training, oh, and by the way, we'll also talk the CrossFit Games, the competitive season, and some of the things and events that are going on within our space. If you guys have been following me closely, you know that throughout this last calendar year, I had an opportunity to start a More Than Fitness podcast with CrossFit HQ, specifically under the category of sport. And that has brought me a tremendous opportunity, a chance to tie in with athletes, get to know them, share their background, share their life stories, and of course, build their personal brands. All the while, I'm a little limited with what I get to discuss and what I get to bring up there on that platform. And who knows, down the road, maybe the platform will grow, maybe the show will evolve, and maybe I'll get to have my hand in more than just telling these athlete stories. But for now, Rising Pod with Adrian Conway continues to be the best bet for me to express what I'm going through right now in my coaching career. As within the last calendar year, I've officially become a full-time coach again, working with CrossFit Games athletes, daily athletes who are just trying to be a healthier and fitter version of themselves, and also helping people explore the relationship with food and nutrition and how to fuel, not just for performance, but for health as well. And so because of that, I've had a great desire in figuring out how to provide the best content possible to those of you that follow me, those of you who engage me on a regular basis, or even reach out to me through the Facebook lives that we still do with FNX, or the different things that I do to continue to bring you value. So I hope that you're excited, because I'm tremendously excited. Now, for you to consider this, the schedule will look a little bit more structured than it has in the past. My desire is to essentially release 2 episodes per week. Now, I don't know that all of them will include video like this one, but I hope they do. And I don't know if all of them will be on the same days of the week, but I will refine a schedule. But just like I've done in the past, for me, it's better for me to get started with a bit of uncertainty than it is to wait and not start at all. So here I am in front of you, and this episode is going to officially launch on a Monday. And with that, I bring you a dose of motivation, as this will technically categorize itself as a daily rise or shorter format. Now, historically, what I've done is I've done a daily rise that is a bit of a charge. And then I've got other formats of the podcast, like coach to coach or athlete to athlete, where we sit down and we discuss those longer format issues or topics that we choose to delve into, whether it's a specific focus in the fitness industry, or if it is simply something that is very conversational within the sport of CrossFit. So with that, I give you your daily rise today. And today's thought is really simple, but I was able to give a talk this last weekend to inspire our participants at an FNX Elite retreat that we had in Park City about restructuring and reframing, essentially redefining what success is. And a key component within that talk was that you and I both have to understand and with joy accept that we are very different beings. In this world, for some reason, individuality is often shunned, whether you are standing on one side of the fence or the other about any particular matter. But what I'm here today to remind you is that your uniqueness is what makes you you. And if you and I disagree about a topic, stand firm and disagree. If you believe that the sky is blue and I believe it is a purple hue, then disagree. And I don't say this to make sure that you're reminded that you need to stand your ground and be argumentative or be stubborn. But what I mean is that you and I are nothing alike. In the Bible, it teaches us that as a human race, and particularly as a church, we are made up like a body. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says and references the body as its different parts. And he refers to the fact that how could a hand say to an eye that it is in fact now an eye? Or how could the hand say to the eye, you should stop being an eye? that is a loose example, but think about it in regards to the way that your body performs and the way that your body exists. We need unique skills, unique capacities, unique ways to communicate, and unique ways to relate to one another in order to make this world thrive and be a better version of what it is today. So don't you get caught up in looking at me or hearing my voice and say, wow, I wish I could do what Adrian does. Wow, I wish I could have a life like Adrian has. Because that is what social media has encouraged us to do, is compare one another. And I'm sure I've given a daily rise in the past, and I'm sure I'll give one in the future that reminds you that comparison is in fact the thief of your joy. It's the thief of my joy. Today, I wanted to charge you up by reminding you that you are you and you are not me, and I am not someone else, and I shouldn't strive to be. Make sure that you spend some time today. I would encourage it to be quiet time. And I want you to literally think about, do you accept who you are right now? And the visions of grandeur that you have for your future, they don't need to be compared to mine. And they don't need to be compared to your favorite athletes, your favorite fitness influencer, or the favorite actor or actress or whomever celebrity that you look up to in their life. You need to dream a future that's individually yours. I really believe that if we can come together on this particular topic, where I accept you and you accept me, and we stand firm in our beliefs because we actually practice them or believe them, and respect and love is going to be a byproduct of those things, that we can really find a true fulfillment in our coexistence in this space while we're here. But I want to be honest. We cannot explore that and can't do it if you don't know you, because you won't be comfortable in your own skin. That's all you got. Hey guys, I'm back to it. Have a great Monday. I hope this charges you up. I hope it acts as your form of your daily rise. Have a great rest of your week. Stay tuned, because I'll be back.